And we're recording.
All right, welcome everyone to the March 7th, 2016 typo. It says 2015 on here. I just noticed that.
You know what? I got it.
And I'll point out,
March 17th to March
right,
7th.
As the person who reviewed this before it went out, that is, you know, as much on me as anybody else. But thank you to the March 7th, 2016 meeting of the Student Data Privacy Task Force. We have six members of the committee here today, or the task force, excuse me. Since I believe we have some new people here, I would ask everyone to go around the table, introduce themselves. I am Christian Wright, Deputy Attorney General and Director of the Consumer Protection Unit, and Attorney General Den's designee to the task force.
Hi, Rich Robinson, Delaware Department of Education.
Mark Schneiderman with School Messenger.
Audrey Urshan, representing the Charter School Network.
Patty McGonigal from Delaware State Education Association.
Hi, Lane Starkey. I'm a member from the Department of Technology and Information. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lane.
All right, well, we wait a couple minutes. Action item, well, agenda item two is an action item to approve the minutes of the December 9 meeting. Kim will be coming back, I guess. I haven't seen a copy of these. Comments or edits to the December 9 minutes?
No.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Yeah. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? All right. The motion to approve the minutes has passed. All right. And agenda item 3 is a discussion item template for research presentations by task force members. Task force members in future meetings. Mark, do you want to give a quick recap? Just since it's been 3 months since we had our meeting, to familiarize everybody with what the proposal was.
Sure. So, the task force had met three times over several months, and it seemed like between task force meetings, things were not advancing, and so my suggestion was to put together a framework whereby some of the work could be advanced between meetings and put together kind of a schedule and a timeline for subgroups of task force members to do a little bit of work between some of the meetings to move things along. And so the idea was that there were, I think, three topical areas, training and or educator support, governance, and was it transparency or something like that was the third area. Whatever those three areas were, the idea was to create kind of a three or four phases for each one on a kind of a rolling basis. So topic one would start with on task force meeting one with a certain set of activities such as initial discussion, and then some task force members would work on that over the next month, and then when we came back to the next meeting, there would be some work having been done to advance the conversation. Meanwhile, meeting number two, the work on topic number two would begin, and so that we would kind of space them out, phase them in, put together a schedule to move the work along, and I think maybe move through all of this within six meetings or 6 months or so, something like that. So that was the proposal, and I had put together a nice, and after the meeting, I just sent to Christian and Kim last week, I think, just a brief draft proposed schedule for what it could look like. So hope that tees it up.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, the topics being support for schools and educators, data governance and management, and transparency and accountability.
Right.
I'll start talking about it. So those who don't have copies yet, promise it'll be on this when you see it, but just so we can sort of keep the discussion moving, when we initially started this, the similar direct interest from some of the task force members was to sort of start off on focusing on support for schools. So that's how we're going to sort of, in the sort of the re-kickoff of all this, is to focus on that again, is the way Mark's proposing to do it. Then we'll turn to data governance and management, and then transparency and accountability is the third bucket. The goal of which, as Mark noted, is to sort of phase them in over meetings, with the goal of having, at the end of the process, a series of draft findings and recommendations for each of the buckets that can be incorporated into a draft report that will then hopefully become a final report with recommendations endorsed by the task force that can be delivered to the education chairs for the House and Senate down in Dover. I guess we're looking at October, November was our time frame. That's the basic time frame sort of the process. And I think the way, taking supports, we'll need to split people up, although it's easier to do that when we have 11 members of the task force and not six who are here. But we can hopefully maybe get some additional participation by virtue of circulating the draft minutes and things like that to get folks interested in, even if they haven't been able to attend today's meeting or some of the prior ones even. I guess I ask everybody here, although with three only buckets and six, we should probably at least preliminarily think about two individuals per category. And I personally don't have a big stake. The terribly strong preference in terms of which categories I participate in. So I'm happy to defer to others if they have preferences going in as to support for schools and educators, data governance and management, and transparency and accountability as to if there are categories that others want to work on. I'm happy to sort of take up whatever slack is there in terms of categories. So happy to just sort of start the discussion. Reese, do you have any thoughts at the high level of supports school educators, data governance and management, and transparency and accountability? Because I know Pat, right, your predecessor from the committee, Pat, was focused, I think, primarily on the data governance and accountability side of things.
Right, and I did not get a debriefing from Pat. I just got an appointment. I read through the legislation, and I wasn't exactly sure what our goal was. I know that was covered in the first session.
Sure.
But a lot of this seems to be around restricting what software providers can do with data.
Sure, yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind was that, all these things are done by contract, and we need some standard language, around that, and then we need to help the people that are implementing these things understand what their obligations are as far as monitoring the contracts.
Sounds like you might be a good candidate for support for schools and educators. That's part of it. I mean, the idea is that the original bill that was SB 79 had two components to it, as I always thought of it, what I'll call the third-party providers side and a more state education system or DOE side, as I euphemistically would call it, in terms of what provisions it was requiring and implementing and the like. And one of the things that Pat was very helpful in the learning process as the bill started making its way through the legislative process was helping me understand, one, just how many different constituents there are that play a role, even within the state government itself, mm-hmm. i.e. Elaine down there from the security and on the tech side of things. So what we ultimately ended up doing was stripping any of that portion that I'll call it again the DOE or state mm-hmm. education side out of the bill with the idea of forming a task force to take a holistic look, with the perhaps ultimate goal of making recommendations that could then be at some point, perhaps down the road, form the basis of legislation once we have a good framework for what do we know, what's the current lay of the land, and what are the current policies, procedures, resources in place for these kind of things. And where do we think they should go? Mm-hmm. So the legislation as passed obviously plays into that, but it's only one component of it, I guess, is the way I look at it. Others, different thoughts? Really, it's at a high level, but...
Kirsten, I agree with your assessment. I mean, I think that we've had in some of our earlier meetings, there was a little bit of a shift in my mind as to what our purpose was to be. And I think, you know, that at some point there was some discussion about, you know, what's the data going to be used for that's collected, right, and that kind of stuff. And I think those are valuable questions to be asked, but I've never viewed that as really what we've been charged with doing. Like coming up with the policy issues as to once data's collected, how is it used, how is it, you know, what's that data, how districts and or educators actually use that data, or DOE uses that data. To me, it was more about making sure that what is out there that's collected is protected. So.
Okay. Is that helpful?
I still don't know where to go from here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my 2 cents take on it, understanding it, based on some of the, you know, discussions as we went through this, a few months ago, was that the new state law governs third-party providers, and I'm sure there is a lot of work to do to implement that and provide support for schools around that. And then, but the task force rule goal was to look at. Look at buckets outside of that that are sort of within the educational domain around support for educators and training for, you know, the accountability and transparency and then the governance. I suppose in reality we haven't gone deep enough to know the degree to which those three buckets will bring back in issues around third-party providers. But that wasn't necessarily the focus, even though that's what the focus of the law is. Because, the task force was supposed to look at the things that ended up not being included in the final law.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Mark, yeah, as you said, to some extent that may, as we work through it, lead back into what the law passed, because there may be some ways that we look at certain aspects, whether it's data governance, or transparency of life, that it might include who is working on it and recommendations I make to the task force, that there are certain provisions that we think are appropriate to recommend that, you know, something may, you know, whether it's DOE, you know, suggesting DOE should propose regulations as to X or something, or the like, but that's not the main focus. You know, we may play into it. Well, we have an interruption here, so I don't know if I need to pause on any substantive discussions.
Not the worst idea. What's going on here? Lost. That green light actually means anything.
Looks like a lost signal, maybe loading back up.
We are working on this. Should I call Ryan Harkin? He asked if he could call in, and not as an official participant, of course, but. Okay. How's the next step, anyway? Hey, we're going to get you back. It's not allowed. No, wait, but here you are.
It's us.
So I'm very gently going to try to get rid of the image on the screen. Let's see what happens. All right. What's the number we're calling? Oh, here it is. Are we back? And we're back.
There we go.
Okay.
You may be becoming an expert.
Find Ryan's. All right, we can carry on.
Okay.
I'll get him on the phone.
Do you want me to just run back through the chart, just since everybody has it in front of them?
Yeah, we'll get a full-size copy.
I probably should have waited until this was in front of you. So this is a schedule of what I verbalized, where we've got on the far left column, we've got the three topics that were decided upon earlier, the support for schools, governance, and then accountability. In no particular order, other than we had sort of talked about the school supports coming first. Column two would be these sort of voluntary interim topic working groups, where a couple people would break off and do the work in that column.
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Kim Siegel from Delaware. Just want to let you know we have you on the line. Sorry, that took a little bit.
Great. Thank you.
And then the full task force column, obviously, is the work in these meetings, and then the schedule with the X and the time would be essentially when work would be done. So it would sort of phase in, which is why it's kind of a diagonal line, as you see, with each of the groups phasing in. And so, for example, the support for school and educator topic working group would do between March 7th and April 4th, would draft initial questions and gather initial findings. This full task force would discuss those at our next meeting. Based on that, the topic work group would go back and refine those findings, draft recommendations, and then the task force would review those recommendations on May 2nd, and then they would finalize them at the next meeting. And meanwhile, the second group would get up and running and follow in a similar pattern. So just a kind of a general schedule that could be followed to get us from here to where we want to finish up with. I think, obviously, the core of it is volunteers for these topic working groups, I think, to do a little bit of work in the between the formal meetings.
I asked Kim to take a set of, she had a set of, there were, in our October meeting, there wasn't there were, I think, four people were there, so there was no quorum, but there was a discussion, because there was no action taken, so we didn't vote on anything, but there was a discussion of the school supports issues, some of the issues that came up, so Esther made some copies of that, mm-hmm. So I thought that might help, since that's going to be the first topic that we're diving into, so that we're not completely reinventing the wheel there.
Right.
But those who are going to work on that aspect of it can refresh their recollection as to what we were or some of the ideas that task force members had. Let us discuss that.
Christian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, just one question. I'm not sure if I heard you correctly earlier. As far as the work group split out, did I hear correctly that we're going to do like maybe two of us each into each of the three work groups? Would that be what the suggestion was?
Well, I was thinking ideally, since we've got six people here, at least the folks that are at the meeting today, to, if possible, to split them up two and two, with the goal, of course, of getting other task force members who were not able to attend today to still participate in the areas. Now, that said, I recognize that the different constituencies that are represented on the task force, both here at the meeting today and that are not able to be in attendance, are going to may have a more targeted interest in one of the particular areas. And so I don't necessarily think that with 11 task force members that needs to average 3-3-3 and, you know, 2, I guess, for one, there might be some area where it makes sense for, I'm certainly open to having folks participate in all three if they're so inclined. But the main goal, I think, is to make sure that we have at least some, that we do have some representation, folks who are dedicated to one of the three topics, so that there's somebody, there's a couple, at least two people, hopefully three in instances, driving that particular topic forward on the schedule that we're proposing here. Anybody else who wants to participate in that, great. I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't think it needs to be limited to two or three. If there's four or five, for example, who want to be interested in the school supports, for example, great, go ahead, participate. But this, is at least we're going to have a more, a way to keep, as Mark had said, the idea was to have something to keep driving this process forward in between the meetings.
Right. Okay, thank you. And Mark, thanks for your work on this. I like the schedule and the breakout very much. And Christian, you just answered. Yep. I was thinking that if we divvied up in a way that we didn't have double, triple coverage, we could actually, the schedule would lend itself to putting things on parallel tracks, as opposed to a serial schedule like we have here. But obviously that won't work too well if we've signed up for more than one of the,
right,
the three topics. So I'm good either way. And as far as, I don't really have a preference, Christian. I think I've probably given the governance that we have now of the data, at least on the DTI side, and on also the very robust education and awareness program that we run out of my office on security in general. Some of that could lend itself to the school supports group, and also the data governance and management as well. So I'm up for either one of those two.
Okay.
That makes most sense.
Mark, do you have a view as to your own interest?
No, I'm open to helping wherever I can. I'd be happy to jump in on the school supports, but again, it's not, doesn't have to be that way.
Anybody else? Thoughts?
School supports, I mean, since I'm here for, the charter school network, and that would make sense, in my opinion.
It does not surprise me. So, yeah.
I mean, school supports probably make some sense, although that time frame is not, it's not great for me given what I've got going on in the next month. But, I mean, if I get started on something, I could probably contribute to that. But I'm happy to work on it. I mean, my view is this kind of impacts my folks. What they can and can't do. Everything is going to come into play for teachers, so I'm happy to be on any of the three or multiple ones. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like everyone else, I'll work on any of them. At least with this, I have some idea what school supports means. I'm not sure what the other two mean. Data governance, that's a big term.
We lost Elaine for a moment. Elaine, you still there? Just off screen?
All right, well, we'll hit pause until we get our quorum back.
Well, I think we actually can keep going. Just do it once the quorum. Right, technically?
As long as we don't make any decisions.
Right, yeah. Although I wanted to ask Elaine whether she probably did a pretty good job of describing the data governance and management from DTI side as they view it, since they have a huge role, obviously, in that. And how that works.
She didn't say anything before she got up.
Yeah. No, I just looked up and I'm Elaine's gone.
Maybe she tried to get our attention.
Yeah.
My sort of sense and experience seeing the issue of governance, data governance described in other states is sort of not necessarily dictating what governance is, but making sure that every body, governmental body, that the state and district level has in place a process by which there are decision makers and processes by which data, decisions about how data is used or not are made. So it's not necessarily dictating what the policy is, but of ensuring there's a process in place by which
a structure.
There's a structure in place. So, you know, for example, just, you know, throwing this out there, you know, this task force recommendation could be that every district should have a governance process in place. Maybe you could argue they already do, or maybe a checklist of what a district process should be for governing data.
Right, and that's what keeps going through my mind is, you know, what's already in place, because each district does have a person at the lowest level, which is the information security officer, that is supposed to be the one that is, you know, implementing policy at the district level, and that could, and you're hoping that it's consistent across the districts. I don't know how much, you know, training those folks get. I don't know to what extent the policies are standardized across the state.
My school's ISO.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and I mean, I attend the ISO meetings, you know, through DTI web, but as far as school level information, they don't discuss a whole lot of school stuff.
Right.
You know, it's more of the departmental things with Department of Justice, you know, OMB, and, you know, all of those things. You know, being in the charter world, I don't know if in the traditional school district they do a little bit more or not.
Yeah, so I mean, one example would be if the school decides they want to start collecting certain data elements about or from students, does the school board have a role in that? Should they have a role? That's just one example.
And of course, that also is tied to the supports.
Definitely a lot of overlap. Point or question about what's already going on, I think it does sort of lend that question. I think this group has been struggling with about, there's a lot of, the task force members have a lot of knowledge and connection, but there's also the extent to which there's a need for bringing in a little information about what's already happening, which, so we're not operating blindly, I think.
Sorry, we were just starting to get a little nervous about where you were.
When the lights went out because there was nobody been in the room for 5 minutes, we were like, uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, I think part of it, you know, the recommendations and the discussion on finding the question should, of course, need to take into account, at least to some extent, what we do already know. Even within our group, obviously, it may be some of that will involve doing some research outside. But it's part of the process going along.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the department has done surveys of schools about what support they're looking for example. Not that the, I know the challenge that can be involved in doing something like that, but. Or maybe that's one of the recommendations.
All right. I guess it's this discussion, but it's also, I guess, to some extent, an action
item.
Of assigning the topics. I was just wondering if, for you, just since you said your schedule's a bit tight over the next month or so, if it makes sense maybe to move you, I mean, obviously be involved because you can, at least we can make the next meeting when the conclusions, there's, there'll be robust discussion at the meeting itself, but
yeah,
it might make sense to move you to different.
I'm fine to do any of the topics, and okay. I'm whoever gets, quote, officially assigned to the educator support, right. I'm happy, I'll contribute there as much as I can. Okay. I just know the next month is a little bit. Because we're closed.
Yeah, and I'm happy to defer if you've got, if you're looking for somebody to step up on one of the other later topics, I'm happy to defer.
I think what I would like to do in the short term is to just find out what DOE is doing and telling schools and districts about data privacy and what structures are in place. Now that fits a, you know, a couple of areas,
right.
But
I think that's a great idea because I think what the message is, I mean, at least to the 19, I mean, the public school districts, I mean, they're listening to DOE, but I'm sure there's information that's going to obviously the charter schools and other schools, but it would be interesting to see what you guys are saying to them. I know Elaine has said that we have good policies, like we have a very good policy in place. I don't know it real well. I mean, I remember I looked at it after the first meeting, but I couldn't sit here today and say what our policies really are.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at this list and they're talking about the school attorneys, I mean, at least in for the public schools, I mean, they're basically represented by two law firms.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to talk to Morris James and Conway.
I would say one of them is my former firm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And be like, what information are you guys, you know, giving to your clients from that district side? Because, I mean, I'm obviously not advising districts at all, but you know what I mean? To find out what information is out there, what are they actually doing? Because sitting here right now, I just don't have a real good sense of what schools do.
I think they all vary. I mean, you know.
I don't know if there's uniformity.
I'm sitting here thinking, and I don't know that we as a school have a policy on data privacy. I don't know if the other charters do, whether the districts do. You know, I mean, we kind of follow what the state guidelines, you know, are, but are they cohesive? Are we within those, you know, bounds? There are probably days that we aren't.
Right.
I mean, you know, and I think the consistency is what makes
it
important.
And whatever there is, it's all, you know, done from a perspective of FERPA.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know a lot of what goes out is, again, kind of passed through from U.S. Ed as it relates to FERPA.
Right. I mean, one thing that's occurring to me is, since we now no longer have the looming statutory deadline to finish this, is, I mean, not that I'm looking to extend it out for another 3 years or anything, but possibility of shifting everything out a month, meaning, you know, this schedule, instead of being March 7th, April 4th, you know, moving out a month that way, with the idea of doing some other preliminary stuff before we come back. I'm tossing this out not as an idea, as it occurs to me, not that I think this is great, but I want to get some reaction just to... some of the stuff you...
Yeah, what I wrote was to check with, you know, my colleague
right.
to see what policies are in place, you know. Reach out to the districts, you know, to see, you know, what they have, and if there's something, you know, bring it back. You know,
we really can't do anything, you know, much around this topic until we know what's there now.
I think taking a month, like taking the next until our next meeting, as kind of a research data, you know, fact gathering process, may be beneficial, so that I don't know to kind of formulate a little bit better where we're going.
Mark,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Mark, Elaine, thoughts?
I like that idea. And in fact, it seems to apply to all three of the areas, not just one. All the next 30 days or so, our fact-finding period, and then we would be in a better spot. And, and Christian, maybe we could make up some of the lost time by putting a couple of these on parallel tracks at that point.
Well, I get. I mean, I think that it all makes sense. I think the question is, what facts are we finding, and how will we know that we're going to have them a month from now? What, you know, what is that responsibility going on the three task force members who just spoke up and said they'd investigate? Are there some formal questions that would be put to certain parties that are not part of this task force to get other input? Is there a departmental staff person that would be tasked to do a little homework on our behalf? I don't know how that, you know, exactly what we're looking for, and how we'll know we'll have it 30 days from now.
It sounds to me that maybe there's potentially two motions or actions to be taken in that, one of which would be, I'll start my second item first, which is, sitting aside the particular deadlines, March or April, I like this overall, this schedule, so subject to, revisiting something later, at least I'd be interested in, at least voting on adopting this general framework. But then the second one would be a motion to do it on a schedule that's going to bump us out at this point a month, but with a motion that will direct folks to direct their constituencies and over the next month to try to gather this information and either bring it to the meeting or convey it to somebody who will be, if they can't make it to the meeting, to convey it to somebody who can be at the meeting and share it. That way, if we only have, six or seven folks, but we're not losing important constituencies, whether that be Chief School Officers Association, mm-hmm. the State Boards of Education, or the various presidents of the State Boards of Education, and other constituencies that, if they can't make it next month, that at least they've provided some input on that. Does that sound like, Mark? Because I'm trying to be sensitive, because I agree, it's like, I don't want just six of us come out of this, and we're the only ones who, nobody looks at the minutes, or they don't see it, and they don't do anything, and, I'm happy to, as chair, to push out, here's what we discussed, folks, and please,
I think it makes sense. I mean, like I said, that would lay the groundwork for the future action of those three areas. If we know what the current state of policy and structure around student data privacy looks like,
or even their understanding of it, because we may find out that for, at least for some organizations, like that, there isn't, there's nothing here, but here's what we know in these two categories, or we're just not sure. This is what we want to learn. Mm-hmm. So that I think might be helpful in illuminating not only what we currently know, but where we might want to go going forward. If that meets with Kim, can we figure out how to phrase this as a motion?
So if I understand, so we're accepting Mark's proposal, but starting April 4th. So is that, maybe we might have to do this in a couple motions.
Right.
So there's accepting the proposal, and then there's kind of the assignment of what everyone's going to do over the next month, which I don't know if that has to be a motion.
Well, I'd like to have it as a motion so it can be reflected in the minutes.
Right.
And, I can go forth, to...
And everyone else knows that something's moving ahead.
Right.
Yeah, we took actual action and said, folks, this is what the task force is now obligating everybody to do. Do what you can, please, and come back with the info. Let's take them in the order, that I mentioned them. First, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the framework as proposed, suggested by Mark, to deal with each of the three buckets, three categories of school supports for schools and educators, data governance and management and transparency and accountability in a overlapping structured framework format that was, I guess this has become a public document anyway, so the format that was distributed at the
meeting. Put my name's not on it.
We'll put it up as a PDF so it won't even be edited.
Good.
Is there a motion to that?
So move.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. And then the second motion, if I can reorder my thoughts as I was describing it, would be to entertain a motion to have each of the task force members, both those here and those not in attendance today, to report back at the next meeting, which I guess is April 4th, to talk to their constituencies and report back at the April 4th meeting, either directly if they're able to attend, or to provide information in whatever format they can to myself as chair, or to, quite frankly, any other task member who is going to be in attendance, their respective constituencies' understanding of the current lay of the land, for which is a terribly imprecise term.
I was thinking resources and processes in place to address each of those three buckets.
Yeah, maybe. Their understanding as to the resources, processes in place to deal with, each of the three items: schools, supports for schools and educators, data governance and management, and transparency and accountability. And if it turns out that in some circumstances that they don't believe there are resources or the like, that's fine to report that back. But just to report that what there are or are not with respect to those three categories. Is there a motion?
I still move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries.
I was going to say, Mr. Chairman, one suggestion maybe for the topic working groups is before the next meeting, maybe everybody ranks 1 to 3 their preference for which topic working groups to participate in. I don't want to, since we're punting anyway.
No, I like that.
Kicking
like
them
that.
Off. And then we can make sure there's coverage.
Okay. I like that. So I entertain a motion to, I guess, amend the last motion to add a request that task force members, in addition to reporting back on the resources and available, to also indicate their respective rankings, 1, 2, 3 format, as far as which of these three categories and subject matters they'd like to participate in a subgroup as we go forward.
You did a great job of describing data governance. Could you describe what we mean by transparency and accountability?
Yeah, that's a good. I would think transparency is probably having information available about what is and is not going on with the use of data, and the accountability would be, I suppose, a mechanism for that transparency, and perhaps repercussions, maybe if steps are not taken, or improper steps are taken, or rewards for taking the right steps.
Right, that's what I have down in my notes from, I think, our first meeting when we talked about those, is on the accountability recommendations, basically what happens if a school, a district, an individual educator, fails to follow the process, the policies in place, what does the accountability look like in those situations, and, does it depend on, if it's an intentional breach, a mistake, things are going to bound to happen.
So it's really, how do we know that something went wrong, and what are the implications, the repercussions of doing that?
Yeah, in my notes of it for transparency was, I think, the idea being that particularly some of the constituencies, in particular perhaps parents, often don't know what data is being collected, or why, mm-hmm. and that was one of the things that we got to extend and enhance the statewide data dictionary and then publish the data element lists, so folks know that what data is being collected. And ideally, that will at least give an opportunity so if they know it's being collected, if they want to ask the question why, they can do that. Any other questions, concerns, comments? That takes us through the agenda. And there being no members of the public, I'm happy to open the floor for any other.
Do we need to do a formal motion for Mark's ranking suggestion? Or, as a chairman, can you just direct everybody?
Entertain a motion to add the formal rankings to what we communicate to task force members that they need to do in advance of the next meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
At the September 17th meeting, there was the item two was the discussion of the task force goals, scope, and components. Was that written down? Is there anything that I can look at?
I can get. Weren't the minutes on the website I sent you? Or those the minutes?
Well, these are the minutes.
I'm just wondering, what was that? What are the goals, scope, and components?
I think you have to give me audio, or at least get the. There's the audio linked up there.
I think the audio is up there, but okay. I'll look because I probably have notes somewhere. But it's
the audio is linked.
It is.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I didn't get to listen to all of it, but it is linked.
Look, you just download it. Listen to it as a podcast. Not late at night when you're already tired.
Stepping on the road.
Right. I will drive it.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
And I will, in short order, today's Monday, so this week for sure.
Okay.
I shouldn't see any reason I can't do it by before Wednesday to make the communication to task force members that we discussed. And look forward to seeing everybody on April 4th.
I will not be able to be here for that, unfortunately. I hope that doesn't impact the quorum.
Well, we'll find out.
Clarify, be here in person or attend in any fashion, which you can. That's fine.
Yeah, I will. I do an unavoidable conflict. I cannot be here in person. I may be able to call in, but that's also doubtful.
Okay, that's fine.
Unfortunately.
Appreciate it. Letting us know. And, well, thank you, everyone. Chip travels back to Dover.
I'm up here.
Are you commute all the way down and then come back?
I don't. We have an office in Newark.
Oh. Okay.
And I live up here.
Thanks, Ryan.
And, my kids.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
I try and go to that office as much as I can. I go to Dover when I need to.
I was,
but I don't do anything.